This is a Lip Media podcast.
At night, I wake up either. I wake up in a cold sweat, like the whole bed drenched in sweat.
Oh, no.
In the middle of the night. Or I have a dream that I'm being murdered. And I wake up from that.
And is it a dry bed?
Dried bed.
That's crazy.
I know. Isn't that bad? What does it mean?
How are you getting murdered?
So, this is literally what happened.
Is it a recurring dream?
So, I used to have the same dream ages ago where a guy in the mask from Scream would come and stab me to death. And he would sort of surprise me.
I sort of didn't know he was coming. He didn't alert me he was coming.
I wasn't expecting it. And the other night, I went to sleep. Had the dream where he surprises me and murders me, stabs me to death. And I can feel the knife going in. For real.
John!
Yeah. And then... Oh, did I fuck up the levels? Sorry.
It's okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then... Then I woke up from being killed. So then I go back to sleep.
Do you go back to sleep easy after that? Or are you, like, shocked and scared?
That one? Because I knew it, I was like... Damn. And I was like, well, okay. And I
I'm good.
I have a lot of nightmares.
Wow.
Typically, yeah.
I do too, but not like that.
But then, get this, go back to sleep, I start having the same dream again. And I'm like, wait a minute, this feels familiar.
No.
Then he surprises me, kills me again.
Hang on a minute.
And I wake up and I'm like, every time I wake up, and I was like, ugh. And I was like, fuck. And so I was like, okay.
Good night. Third time.
Glass of milk. Good night. I'm going to have a nice cookie. Yeah. I go back to sleep like an angel.
Don't say it.
And I have the same dream. But this time I knew. I knew I was in the dream and I was like,
so no. You brought a gun.
Yeah, literally in the dream, I went and I drove to a store and I got a baseball bat and a gun and I hold myself up in my room and I was like, don't you dare, you son of a bitch. And he came out of the closet. I don't even have a closet.
I'm gay.
And he came out from behind my rainbow flag on my wall. And I knew he was coming and I was like, ugh! And I like tried to get him and I like fought with him a little bit and he knocked me on the ground and I tried, you know when they like knock the girl on the ground and she tries like crawling away?
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
I'm Drew Barrymore. Yeah. And he takes the knife, stabs me in the back of the ankle and I feel it for real, pulls the knife all the way down my foot.
Oh!
And I'm like, ugh! And then he flips me over. Like lands on top of me, stabs me in the chest, square in the chest, and I really feel it. And I wake up and I'm like, damn it!
He got me again!
Yeah. Meanwhile, my bed is wet and my sheets are brown. I had to change my sheets this weekend because I've been sweating so much in them. And I go to bed normal temperature.
You have the night terrors, I think.
I've got, yeah.
That sounds like a movie.
Isn't it awful? Yeah, but I think about this all the time. Amy Poehler has really bad insomnia.
No.
She wrote that in her book, Yes, Please. Mm. And she just says in the book, she's like, I've just had to get used to my whole life having like no sleep.
That just made me think about having a book called No Thanks.
Her sequel, No Thanks. Me, when anyone asks me to hang out, No Thanks.
That's me to anything that's happening in Corona. I got asked to do a podcast and I said, no, thank you.
You know, being a great guest, Concetta Cristo. She's so funny and I've really seen a lot of her work. I think she'd be great for Channel 9 News. Hi, Miss Cristo. We were wondering if we could have you in the studio.
No, no, no. How did you get this number? Don't call me at my home. I feel it. Like, I feel like an old show business lady retiring to the top of a tall tower. And I don't want to hear it.
It's been a good career. A long, good career.
A year and a month. It was a long one.
And you got everything you wanted. She took everything she could take.
My novel, No Thanks, went to number one. Why did I think of that? Oh, yeah. Yes, please. Night terrors. Yeah.
So whatever.
Crazy.
That's me on me right now.
Whereas me, I'm having sex dreams every night.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I wake up wet.
No, I also have nightmares, but...
I haven't had a sex dream in forever.
I don't really have them. Yeah, they're sort of rare.
Well, you have sex in real life, so...
Yeah, I'm getting it.
You don't have to imagine what it would be like.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah, you can have sex dreams if you're fucking too.
Yeah, for sure. But no, I'm definitely a nightmares person.
Like, I prefer to have nightmares. I say I remember all my nightmares, never remember the dreams.
Well,
do you remember your dreams?
For both are the same. Of I can remember them a little bit after, but not ever again.
Mm.
I used to keep a dream journal when
too.
I was in Perth.
Me too.
Which is part of the show. Well, not part of the show, but it could have been.
Mm.
And God, there's a lot of them revolve around the Kardashians. One I had, I should read it.
Yeah.
But one I have is where I'm literally getting married to Rob Kardashian.
No.
yeah. And Kim's like my friend.
Wait, when Rob was skinny or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Duh. Not that it makes a difference.
No. I mean, when he wasn't like a hermit.
Oh, and he really lost it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like really real. Like I have the detail.
And you're
in
like,
this.
I love him.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. And I meet Chris.
Are you always keeping up with the Kardashians?
Never in my life.
Wait, so why were you having dreams about them?
I know them. I just know of them. I've never like watched it professionally.
Yeah. You've never put it on your resume. Knows keeping up. Caught up with the Kardashians.
Caught up to season 13.
I'm all caught up, in case you were wondering.
Does that mean a whole season is a whole year of their life?
I have no fucking clue how that show works. I subscribe to the streaming service Hey You.
Yeah.
Which is exclusively...
Which has that.
Which has... Kardashians has all the reality stuff.
Mm.
And I tried to be reality TV girl for about a week. And I put it on my story. I was like, I love it.
Mm.
Tried watching Housewives. And then I just never got
back into
it.
I think it's like living a whole separate life, which is why I really keep it...
You don't do
the
it.
Books.
Yeah. I can't spend all my time watching...
someone else's awesome crazy life
when they're
what
rich
is that thing that you say
my beautiful, crazy beautiful messed up life. No, my crazy beautiful fucked up life.
Yeah I can't watch yours too.
No. Did you see that clip of
yes,
the fighting?
Yeah, and the makeup on the
Fuck.
wall.
Oh, I didn't see the makeup on the wall.
Yeah, Francesca's like, it's so funny.
Fuck.
She hits it so hard, her like foundation's on the wall.
She slapped her Fenty liner right off.
I love it because that's what sisters are like. We bash each other.
We
full on
physically hurt each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not all sleepovers and
coochie coochies
and singing
and
hand games and braids.
Uno and
Uno and the game of life. And it's not. It's like full on.
Fuck.
It's a prison. She's in her cell. I'm in mine.
Me and my sister used to really punch each other up when we were kids. When we were kids. But as adults, I don't think we could lay a hand on each other. I think it would be problems.
It's all bitching.
It would be.
It's secrets.
Secrets. My little brother used to sort of beat me up when he was a little. I think I just sort of let him because I like the drama. Like, I'd be like, no. And he would like hit me. And I would
be like, yeah.
He was like a tiny child and I would have been like 15. And in my head, I was like, I'm being abused. And I wasn't. Not one bit.
That's so funny. I mean, I'm not... I just mean, like, it can happen.
I know, yeah.
You know?
Guys fight. Sisters fight.
Sisters fight. Cats and dogs. You know what I mean? It keeps it healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's actually really crazy? Francesca,
her
my
hair
sister,
looks great.
Okay, that's the news. If you're keeping up with the Caristos, my little sisters, she went blonde. She did box dye at home blonde, which the last time that happened, awful. It was like half black, half white. You
she
know,
learned.
Like she, it was terrible and she hated it and she was depressed. And so I was like, sis, what are you doing? Don't do it.
Mm.
And she was like, no, believe in me. And then she did it. And then she went to pink and pink. It's like she's been pink forever.
She looks like Doja Cat.
I know. And Doja Cat is
awesome. She looks awesome.
She looks awesome. It's like, it's gorgeous. And I paid like $400 to get a few baby lights. that nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed. And nobody will notice. No.
I'll go to my grave with these. No one mention it.
Well, it's like they want it to be. When it's expensive, it's like it's a secret. Corona secret. You
it's
know?
A secret.
No one knows you got it.
No,
it's
you've
natural.
Always been like this.
Cover girl, the London
yeah.
look.
Bucks die, it's like being punched in the face. Like, I'm pink now.
I'm crazy. Do you like it? Yeah. I've seen now 2 or 3 people go pink. Go bleach, home job, pink.
Pink. Should yeah. I do that?
No.
Okay.
Don't you dare.
Georgia Cat, not for me.
Not for you, girl. You're more like,
Here we go. You're more like Celine Dion.
You're more like, you know, Meryl Streep.
One color for one life.
Color. You know, Glenn Close always looked like an old lady? To me. To me, she did.
I don't think it's just to you.
Okay.
I'd like to hear one person say that they want to fuck Glenn Close.
Glenn Close. Young Glenn Close. Oh, my God. Oh, did I show you that image when my mom was like, I look like the woman from Glenn Close from...
Yes.
Yes. Wasn't that yeah. funny? Wasn't that funny when we had that moment?
That private off-air
when I
moment.
Showed you an image on my phone and I said, look at this. That's a little treat
I'm
for you,
shocked.
Listeners.
This isn't translating. Okay, can I actually tell you something crazy?
Yeah.
This morning,
yeah.
I went onto a porn website. No further questions. I went to the search bar.
Which one? Pornhub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to tell you what I saw came as suggested. I don't know if it'll still show up.
Oh, is it all like, I think I know. It's like coronavirus.
No, like ice chips.
What?
Ice in vagina.
No.
Ice cubes in
no,
vagina.
No, 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 no. That would hurt, surely.
Uh-huh.
Did
but
you watch it?
It was just like, I was like, is this happening every time you go to like what's happening?
Okay, wait. Can I read you the ones that on my the suggest? No, it's not suggested, but the ones that are like the default that it's like most searched are always like they almost look like a joke. Like people have been looking at porn as a joke.
Mm. Come on,
Pornhub gay. I have to enter one extra word.
Okay, let's see.
Gay porn with sexy nude male porn stars.
Ready? Okay, wait.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. Pandemic. Resident Evil 3. Ice pussy. Still friends. Still friends G Easy. Jackson O'Doherty.
Still friends G Easy? The song?
What? I'm going to YouTube. And then flip the switch challenge. Putting Ice Cube's
on
pussy. Naked challenge.
Flip the switch challenge on Pornhub.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
I just. Yeah, it's here.
Do they get naked?
I don't know. We're watching. Let's have a look. Well, 14 seconds.
And then I'll let you know what's on this one.
I'll try put it so the audio.
I find the audio for these is just a bit too long.
He better be inside her within 14 seconds.
But this so did you hear the kid in the background?
Yeah. Oh!
Oh! Yeah. Yeah. He put it in.
To confirm, he put it. Oh, and this... Okay, so that's
so
what,
that's
it
what
is.
They do.
Yeah,
flip the switch means he stuck his dick in me.
Flip the switch means make it sex.
Make it sex. That's a bit crazy to go to the effort of making a TikTok but make it porn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's mine. The trending searches on gay Pornhub. Quarantine. Mark Tanner. Don't know him. Alejo Ospina. Don't know him. Prison Cox.
Know him.
Divaza. Don't know what that is. Diamond Dick. Elite, I think that's the TV show.
Oh.
Kilt, Alexis Tivoli, Avery Jones.
This is boring. They're just names.
Yeah.
How funny was Ice Pussy? What's that all about?
Let's go back to Ice Pussy. Yeah, that was boring. I thought it was going to be better, but whatever.
Yeah.
I just started watching it. It's all the time everywhere. On my Twitter. Well, that goes back to what I was saying about unfollowing people. I have to unfollow every hot person because the thin line between hot guy just posting a photo of himself on Twitter and porn, there's no line.
No.
It's just porn all the time.
Damn.
I've really got to get out of there.
Your Twitter is so different to mine. It's literally Sydney comedians and then a couple of the big dogs, like your Kat Cohen, your Rachel Sennett, like, you know, your main Jabuki.
Mine like, is all that, but add porn.
Add
gay porn.
And I have no gay porn.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I'm not following fatasses.com. I don't want that. But it's like six people that you follow liked, and it's a dude getting slammed in the back of a truck.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
Your CNN news is like a full dick inside someone.
In other news.
You won't see any Corona news because it's just all.
Yeah, it's all fucking. It's just annoying that it's like hot people now, their job is to take photos of themselves in their house.
Mm-hmm.
They get to sit with the work that they made.
Yeah.
Their body.
And us fuggos have to.
Make crazy character videos and put them on Instagram live.
You gotta start wearing wigs and.
Oh. I asked Maddie for my makeup, but she was like, if I give it to you, I have to give you all the stuff back. And I was like, keep it.
Why did she have your makeup?
Because I couldn't store it in my tiny room.
Oh, yeah. Your shoebox.
My shoebox. My nightmare box. I wake up every morning and the window's all fogged. Do you have that?
No.
Okay.
I think it's from all the nightmares.
I wake up. Anytime anyone walks in my room, it's like walking into a furnace, like a sauna. I generate so much heat.
You do. You're like the human torch. I'm the human torch.
But sad.
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 Mm.
Can I ask about this schedule on your wall?
Yeah, what about it?
Do you really wake up at 8 a.m. every day?
I'm supposed to, by law of my counselor.
That's so early.
I know. Sometimes I do. Today I slept in.
What's sleep in for you?
9.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But they just say to wake up at the same time every day.
I know.
Ugh. So for you, that could be midday every day.
As long as it's consistent.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth of it.
I wake up, vocal exercise. Sorry, I don't need to read it out.
Really private.
Wash pussy. Clean pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just the bare minimum.
It's a lot. Still, does it feel like a lot?
Yeah, everything feels like a lot every day.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Do you want to talk about Drag Race?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring up my notes.
I'm sure there must be a big crossover of listeners,
people who watch Drag Race.
Drag Race, and you know what Ben said to me? He's like, I didn't know you liked Drag Race, and I was like, are you crazy? It's what I'm living for every day is Drag Race. Me and Kate were on the phone and we were like, when's Drag Race? And we noticed that it had come out 2 minutes ago and we were like, bye. We're having a catch up. We're like, gotta go.
Gotta go now.
And none of us felt anything about it.
That's good. That's the way girls should
That's
be
my
with
dream.
Girls.
Yeah.
Okay, these are really rough notes. Does Ben like Drag Race?
He doesn't watch it.
Oh. I think that even straight people can
Alexi
Drag Race.
Loves it.
Yeah. Well, he's bi.
And he's... What?
Isn't he bi?
I don't know.
Okay, erase that.
We've just outed Alexi Charlie.
No, I swear that was public knowledge.
Oh, it could be.
So does he have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Forever?
Yeah, forever.
Fuck.
She loves Drag Race.
I thought that. You know that she loves Drag Race.
Yeah, I know her.
Fuck.
Roisin. Shout out.
Roisin is his girlfriend?
You know Roisin?
Roisin with the curly hair?
Yes, friends with B.
I thought Roisin was just B's friend.
No, darling.
Fuck.
Yeah, the world is small.
Oh my god, all the lines are crossing. Okay, here we go. So, this week, the girls...
Recap!
My favorite thing is... I don't know if she's doing it on purpose, but I think it's really funny that every single time at the beginning of the episode when they have like the girls sitting on the couch like getting angry at each other, being like... Every episode they walk in and they're like... Oh my god, I can't believe we just lost another one. It's like every week.
I know, believe it. That's the premise.
That's the show.
For a million years.
And then every time that's like someone's like the other girl who didn't go out is like she's like, oh, Britta. It was Britta.
Yeah, who's like, I don't deserve to be here.
Yeah.
I've got a giant mouth.
In New York City,
this.
I'm the best. Are you sure? Have you met Aquaria, who won the last time?
Oh my god, that's
or
so
anyone
true.
Else yeah. from New York?
Who are you?
No one's talking about Britta Filter.
No.
Do you know that's her name?
It's terrible.
I think Brita filter is kind of
Heidi in Closet is better than Brita filter.
I think Heidi in Closet is the best drag name. I think, don't make it clever. I hate when someone, oh my god, one of my ex-boyfriends used to always message me and be like, I just thought of a really great drag name. And it was always like, asparagus and beets. Like, it was always like a wordplay that was like, isn't this clever? And it was like, no, yeah. Make yeah. it bad, mm-hmm. Heidi and Closet.
I love that RuPaul's never said it ever again. Rue's really like, I'll never say that
no,
again.
No, yeah. I think she needs to keep it. If she changes after the show, I'll be so sad.
I think no one will care. I think it doesn't matter at all whether she's name is. Heidi and Closet or Heidi Ho Heidi. Like,
Heidi Ho, yeah.
No one cares.
Heidi and Closet.
We know who she is.
Legendary. She's so funny. She yeah. is the moment.
She's really
she
good.
She has the star power. Oh, but just at the beginning of every episode, for some reason it's always Gigi getting the to camera moment, and she's
yeah,
always
that's
like,
"That's so true."
She's always like, "There's only 7 girls left in this competition, so I have to start stepping my game up.
I have to. It's not good enough to be good. You have to be great, like that.
If you're not winning, you're losing." And then she wins every week.
And then she wins. Mm. So I was saying to Kate, I was like, "Well, she's won it." And then Kate's like, "I don't think so."
Who else?
Because like,
who's Kate's dark horse? I don't know if she's gonna. I think she'll go top 3.
Oh, because she referenced. Do you know who she referenced? What's the one that was had a thing with the one who was the guest today?
That's wait. The guest. Okay. I was like the guest on this podcast.
No. The tall blonde Canadian one who dated the guest of this week's episode.
Vanjie's boyfriend.
Brooklyn Heights. So Brooklyn Heights looked like she was going to win the whole time. Boom, who wins? The other one.
But she was boring. Who won that season? Again. Who is that? Oh, crazy girl. Evie Oddly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The loco one. So it could be.
Waku doo-doo. But Gigi's doing the thing where she's like, I'm wacko.
Yeah, I know.
A pretty girl.
But how can we have a win of 7 weeks? That's so early.
Yeah, but that was like All Stars. Did you watch that season where Ben de la Creme just won every week?
No. Sometimes yes, and then didn't she like
And then she kicked her. She evicted herself. She signed a statutory declaration. Yeah.
I did watch that one, and that was redonkulous.
It was redonkulous. Yeah.
That was like, oh, come on, behave.
Do you know who I want? Okay. No, actually, never mind.
No, say
it. Well, I was going to say I want Heidi to win, but I don't think she's going to because she's not pretty enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to be like, your outfits are ugly.
And she's your makeup is bad.
And your makeup
and
is
Nicki
bad.
And Nicki Minaj hates your
and
face.
Nicki Minaj hates I love how she was do you watch Untucked where she was still angry at Nicki Minaj? And Nicki came into the room and she was like, ugh. Can you imagine being such a legend? Nicki Minaj is in the room and you're like, fuck you, bitch.
I feed a little bit, that's so funny. I hate her.
Imagine you get on a podcast and you're like, well, me and Nicki Minaj have beef because she's such a hate. She thinks I'm ugly.
She will literally never listen to her music again. She could be asked to guest in her next music video that will get $50 billion.
She'll be like,
go
no,
fuck
thank you.
No thanks. No thanks.
I'm Heidi and Closet. I'm gonna go.
I love how I think it's been the last 2 Untucked where she's like, I'm just done. Like she walks and she's like, I'm done.
That's me every social event
at every gig. I'm like, I'm done.
fuck you, fuck the MC. I'm not going on. My jokes are bad. I don't want to do this anymore.
I look like shit. I'm going.
I'm ugly. I hate Nicki Minaj.
Oh my god.
That's me doing a gig with Jerry Seinfeld. I'm like, I hate him. He's a bitch.
Yeah. So there's her who's good, but there's someone else that I'm thinking.
Legendista.
Jen, no.
Oh my god, I want to kill her. She's so annoying.
I don't know. It's really basic.
She's just like,
oh. You know, okay, well, that's the other thing. The one who's bad, Sherry, who like
Sherry, she's morally bad, but she's amazing.
But she's really good at what she does.
She's really good at what she does.
She could have won. Like,
I honestly think that she's going to go top four.
Yeah, for sure.
Because she's
top three.
Slaying the game. She's funny. She's comedy queen. She's prettygirls.com.
Yeah. So then there's, that's why it is a strong season.
It's tough.
Who else?
I think it would have been so much better to have Sherry Pie in it. It's just a shame that she committed those crimes.
Absolutely. Is a freak.
Because she would yeah. She would have been great TV, I think. Although she doesn't seem like drama girl. She's not drama girl.
No, I don't think she's drama girl.
She's just here to win.
Yeah. In my head, I'm like, if you were her and you were doing so well and everyone hated you, you'd be a bit like,
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
I think so. Well, like, right when it started, she released a statement being like, I'm going to therapy. Bye. And then she would have been like, I'm going to win.
Yeah. Well, like, I think it would just be such a cool fuck you to be like, at least I'm good, sucked in. Mm. They've had to edit me out, but I'm still freaking killing it.
Yeah. It's undeniable talent.
A little bit. Yeah.
Do you know who I can't stop thinking about? I think it's her name. I can't stop thinking about. Widow Von Du.
Yeah, I know. But Widow Von Du's like, disappointing, I think.
I find that she does fall short.
A lot.
Yeah.
Who
I wrote down.
Missing?
Do you know what I wrote down actually in my notes?
Yeah.
I only started taking.
Oh, the other one! The one who's like fashion.
Oh, Nikki Doll?
No. The Still one. In. Who. Like, oh my god, what's her name? She's like really aloof fashion, bad at improv.
Oh, Crystal Method?
No, she's gone. She'll be going.
I know. I do like her a little bit.
I like her. It's not that she's bad. She just won't win.
She just,
like,
yeah. She doesn't have the va-va-voom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you
thinking? You're missing the last one.
Give me, is she white
she's
or black?
She's like a bit drama.
Black?
Drama.
Jada Essence Hall.
That's it. She's strong.
She's fierce.
Fierce, funny. To me, she's glam. The Doja Cat of the season.
Explain.
Hot
black
fish.
Girl.
No, like, she's the prettiest.
She's incredible. And as everyone I see on Twitter, all the gay people I follow on Twitter who post nudes every day, they're all like,
they're also posting about her.
They're also saying Jada Essence Hall is the moment. And I agree. And I think that she's not getting the recognition she deserves. Mm-hmm. She's so funny and
she's
cool.
She's really good.
And she's like pretty, yeah. She kind of held her own. Snatch Game kind of sucked. It always
sucks. Oh my
god,
everyone sucked.
It always sucks. Also, the hot dude from Mean Girls was so basic.
Wasn't he so basic?
Oh my god.
Guess what? The other guy, Italian.
Daniel Francese.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah, he's bad.
Snatch Game.
Oh my god. We're missing the other one. The one who's like Wog.
Wog Queen.
Yes. She's like, I'm from...
She's like, I'm from New York. I'm Italian. I'm Lady Gaga.
She's Persian.
Oh, sexy boy.
Yeah.
Jackie Cox.
Jackie Cox. I think Jackie Cox is underwhelming as well.
I think that she is... She's like miscrackering me a bit.
That's right.
She's like, I'm comedy. And
yeah,
it's like,
and it's
not
like, where
that
is it?
Funny. Where are the jokes?
And she's the only one I'm seeing who's looking around being like, she's funny. Like, she's talking about... Like, she references that Gigi's, like, killing it.
Yeah.
And she talks about other people being like...
She's always like, for me, I'm a comedy queen. So when I see Gigi being funny, I'm like, I better step it up.
That's everyone's quote.
Everyone's going and doing that. Every girl on every season has always been like, we're not joking around. There's 72 girls left in this competition. It's time to separate myself from the pack. I need to step it up.
And then another thing is also like, I didn't make it because I didn't love myself enough.
Yeah.
You need to love yourself.
I know.
I'm like,
that's
for
me
once,
if
can
I go
someone
on Drag Race.
Me too. I was thinking, I'm like, for once, can someone who hates themselves win? Just for once.
Can we see a success story from someone who absolutely despises themselves?
Yeah.
Because Gigi's so confident. I love that moment when Rue was like, she was like, I think that your choice is bad and that you shouldn't do that. And Gigi was like, I hear what you're saying and I don't feel the same way. To RuPaul.
Absolutely.
I was like, you better go off, girly.
And
no?
Then she did.
And she really did in that way.
In that way.
Snatch Game sucks. Bad.
What I think was interesting is that look at the future. For Snatch Game, like two of the 10 characters are robots.
Were two of them robots? Do you know Poppy?
No.
Oh, I know Poppy. It wasn't funny.
No, of course it wasn't.
I'm a doctor of comedy. Of course it wasn't funny. We're wearing stethoscopes and lab coats. Of course it wasn't funny.
It was, yeah, the no jokes. Bad. It was just too real. Yeah. It was Meryl like, Streeping it. She won the Golden Globe.
She played it real. She never played it real was Jan. That was a dead-on impression of Bernadette Peters. And I know Bernadette, personally.
Yeah.
And I was like, where are the jokes?
What about the one who left? She was like, okay, I've had lunch with this lady. She forgets everything.
Aiden Zane. Awesome. Did you see the wacko eyes as well? Did you see that image going around?
Yeah.
Aiden sucked.
Aiden sucked. And she lived for Aiden. They were like, there's something about you. And I was like, because she's a goth queen. Because
she's goth, yeah.
And they're like, we've never seen this before.
Yeah, they're so dumb.
She had bad teeth, tiny mouth, little rat. Oh my God.
Ugly wig.
Ugly wig.
I still think that...
Ugly makeup. That made me want to kill myself.
You didn't like her eyes?
Her eyes going up straight.
I like her eyes.
Goes against everything that we have learnt in the 10 years of
school.
Instagram makeup.
I like... Okay, guess what? I actually like Aiden Zane a little bit.
But I don't hate her. I like the makeup for real.
I like that she's different. I like that no one else kind of looks like her a bit in terms of the wackadoo eyes and the little pussycat wig.
Yeah.
But I don't... I think her attitude is annoying.
Yeah. Well, she's a queen who hated herself, so she should have won. She'd be doing it for us.
She walked into the workroom and she was like, I hate myself and I've never had friends. She was one of those girls. She was like, I've never met another drag queen before in my life. I live in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, all right.
I've never been to a party.
Okay. I've never danced at a bar. I've never performed live before. I'm dressed up in drag in my basement in Backsmoke, Indiana. And it's like, all right, good luck.
Oh, that was so funny.
And the same thing with the Snatch Game. I liked that someone called it out. Someone was like, I don't know, I didn't really prepare. And they're like, it's the one challenge you can prepare for. You've had 7 years to prepare for this.
But then I think it was also true to be like, but then you don't know what happens in the moment. You could freeze up.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's a bit improv 101. If you're a drag queen and you want to go on RuPaul's Drag Race, take an improv class. Just one.
Surprise.
Surprise. Jump out of someone's closet and stab them to death. All right? Because it's like... That's it. Mr. Daniel Francese said it exactly correct. He was like, this is the secret to Snatch Game, is that if your character isn't someone who's not funny, say you're doing Whitney Houston, it's like Whitney Houston plus add one crazy thing. Whitney Houston, but her hair is on fire.
Okay.
You win Snatch Game.
Okay.
That's the secret.
Okay. That's interesting.
Do you see that?
Okay, well, can you be her with I'm fire and I'll ask you a question.
Okay, wait. Let me get a character. I don't know if I should do Whitney. Can I do a white person?
Okay. Yeah, Mariah. No.
Beyonce. Shakira. Shakira.
Oh, okay. Britney Spears.
Okay.
Hair's on fire.
It's already funny. Okay, go.
Okay. Hey, Brittany.
Oh, Rue. my hair. My hair is on fire.
What's your favorite album, Brittany?
Rue, I would have to say, my hair's on fire.
Brittany, do you need a glass of water?
Just on my head.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's it. You win. Or you're safe, at least. The bar is low for safe.
Okay, can you give me a concept?
Okay, you're...
So take one thing and then add another crazy thing.
Yeah, boring person, add the funny thing. Boring celebrity. Jason Mraz.
Okay.
Jason Mraz, but you have food poisoning.
Okay.
Ready? In the studio right now, we've got Jason Mraz. Jason, ugly Betty is so ugly. When she looks in the mirror, she blanks. What does she do? And you're the winner. You're the winner of this week's challenge. I'm excited to announce you're the winner. I regret to inform you, you're the winner of this week's challenge.
Because I didn't know how to do an accent for Jason Mraz.
I don't think he's just American.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you done done in your bed.
Well, you done.
Oh, You know, for years, that was my Achilles heel, was that they would, in improv classes, they would be like, okay, this scene, you have to come in with a choice, all right? Make a choice. And it was like, pick an emotion, and the emotion I would always pick was food poisoning.
No, that's not an emotion.
And I've had teachers on all sides of the world say, John, food poisoning is not an emotion.
And then you're like, yeah, I'm sick. How do you feel today? Sick. That's an emotion.
Mom, are you going to help me dig this garden? I'm sick. I can't help you. I'm sick.
And that's how you yes and, okay? It's a choice. It's my choice.
I'm yes anding by being in character. And Kate Coates, my teacher, is like, John, you can't do that.
That's so funny.
Watch me.
I thought you were gonna be like, in every scene I have a gun. Like that is something.
That's snake pit rules. You wanna play improv snake pit rules? Bring a gun. And you have to fuck every scene. You have to fuck each other. And someone has to walk in. A third extra person has to walk in and derail the scene.
And become a main character.
Become a main character. Restructure it.
My God. Yeah.
I have more notes.
Okay, go to the notes.
This is science. Okay, this is now two episodes that we've had Widow, when everyone's doing their makeup, turn around and be like...
Have a breakdown.
And it's hard because they're real. The first time she was like, my mom died.
Yeah.
And then the second one
is...
She was crying again and she was like, abusive relationships.
Oh my God.
She was like, I've dated every bad man from here to Kentucky.
So true.
Yeah. And
I was
she's
like,
crying.
Can you just put your face on, ma'am? We've got 5 minutes.
Just get ready, girly. You need to be on in 5, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, can I tell you something funny? Watching this week's Untucked, I
haven't watched it, but yeah, I'll watch
but
it. Whatever.
I'll just tell you that, like, obviously, you know who leaves.
Yeah.
And I'm watching, and then towards the end, I just stop watching. That's how much I... Like, I'd like her, but I didn't really care.
Hayden.
There was no stakes for me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no stakes.
That's the first she episode of Untucked. Fighting. I didn't even finish it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they're short now.
She's at a suitcase. And you know what else made me laugh? Okay.
She's packing up. She's so boring.
She's the queen that's like, I have no friends. Everyone hates me. And then she has to go to a suitcase and be like, all these letters.
That's
and
literally
people being
me.
Like, I love you, queen. And it's like, everyone hated you. That's
yeah.
Britta being like, dear Aiden, I will never... Like, that's... Britta doesn't
What'd
have...
She say?
I'm just saying,
What'd
I'm
she
just
say?
Saying,
What did Britta
it's
say?
Not Britta. There's no oh, Britta. Okay. I'm just saying, I'm sick of them reading letters. I'm like,
oh,
it makes
yeah.
me think of school. It's like, you've known each other
for
3 weeks. For
3 days,
Three days, and it's like, I will never forget. And
I
it's
agree.
True that everyone will be friends forever because of the season, and
I know,
they
they're
going to
be famous forever. Isn't that so good?
Yeah, that
you
is
You get on
good.
TV once, and you know you're famous forever.
I know. You can leave first, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah, sorry. Back to the notes. Widow Von Du having breakdown.
I wrote, Widow with her sob story. She's had it rough. Snatch Game, Heidi kills me. Legendary. She's just funny.
Yeah, she's
Leslie
funny.
Jones, it's like, who cares? But just be Heidi, and we love it.
That's right.
Runways, Gigi, Ice Cream Girl, we love.
Yeah, I wasn't super wowed, to
it
be
didn't
honest.
Blow my ass out, but yeah. I was like...
Who did was Jada Essence Hall. She looked gorge.
Yeah. Yeah.
She jewels everything.
I don't remember what she was wearing, but okay. I do remember I liked it.
Mm.
Aiden's Wacko Eyes, you talked about that. Lip sync. Okay, the lip sync again was Go Girl, Give Us Nothing.
Give Us Absolutely Nothing.
Give Us Nothing at all.
Do the least you can.
For Frozen.
Oh, she just had one magic trick.
And it looked
Britta.
Like she didn't know how to do it.
Mm-mm.
She was scared of it.
Yeah.
She didn't
her
even
hair's
like,
on fire. Britney Spears' her hair's on fire.
A funny character. Someone do that, please.
I couldn't believe Aiden's lip sync.
It was like, have fun.
Yeah.
Pretend you're a girl with frozen icicles.
Yeah, I know. Give us a story. Give us a kick. Anything.
Give us anything from literally a movie that has a great story. It's all there for you.
Mm.
We gave you all the tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It was just like... Terrible.
That's it's been a lot of boring lip syncs.
Mm-hmm.
That Nikki Doll one, it was like,
oh my God, so true.
I don't know. Where's the fire, girls? And then Aiden's exit, she was like, I'm not gonna leave being the quiet one. Ah!
I kind of love that.
Oh, I thought it was like, what?
I know, it was weird. What I think was, I loved that they absolutely did the setup where they're like, okay, she's going to drop a... That's what they keep doing every episode. It's like, they're going to do something...
crazy.
Yeah, they're going to be like, fuck you, which is what the first one did. The really Dahlia. Gorgeous one. Yeah. She stormed off, they want there to be drama. And then it was like, just
also,
kidding,
also, I die
subverted.
For her in every episode. They bring her back as the broccoli and I'm like, I
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, which was she this episode?
She was back in like a cutaway or something.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, welcome to the Snatch Game. And she was like, da 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 da.
Oh my God. Leave her alone.
It's funny. It's funny. It's funny. I think the show, in the editing at least, is now getting into the idea that it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a little. But yeah, they're going to do something crazy and then guess what? Normal.
And then she's like, just kidding, I'm screaming and it's fun. It's funny. And they're all like, ah, ha, 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 we love you. I just think it's crazy.
Mm.
But I liked it.
Yeah, the episode was fine. It was good. Snatch Game sucks.
It's, yeah. It sucked.
Mm.
But I'm dying for every episode. I need it.
It's a good season. It's nice to watch.
Mm.
It's nice to have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Mm.
I want to watch it.
Mm. Your hair's so long now.
I know. I need a haircut.
I think I'm going to grow mine out while this worldwide epidemic is happening. Not like long, not like lob vibes.
Yeah.
But I think it looks gorgeous. Isn't that what you always wanted? Long?
A little bit, but a little bit like I wish it was shorter around the face.
A little bit long, but I wish it was shorter.
No. The waves. The gradual. The like, strands. Look how long the first one is. I wish it could be like...
chin.
From here down.
Dua Lipa vibes.
I don't know what I feel about it.
Yeah.
I think the lighting is making me look ugly, so I can't really love it.
The lighting in the studio.
Yeah. But it is always what I've wanted. My hair's dead. It's dead and it's dry.
Really?
Yeah, from going lighter.
Oh, yeah.
I paid $500 to kill my hair.
Do you do anything extra for it?
What?
Did you do anything extra to, like, keep it healthy? Any conditioning?
They say don't wash it heaps.
Mm.
Use this special, again, $100 million conditioner and shampoo, and then
it's
like a thing to put
oil.
In after. It's all petroleum.
It is. That was what it was like when I had my blonde hair, is that it was just like every single person in the world is going to tell you a different story.
Yeah, they don't want you to do it.
Mm. I remember when someone was like, here's what you do. Cover your hair in coconut oil as much as you can.
I've heard
it
that's
on.
Bad for you.
And then I think I even told maybe it was Catherine Thomas about it or someone. Someone who knew hair a little bit, and they were literally like, oh,
don't.
My God, that is the worst possible thing you could do. Oh, no, it was Julia Gregorato.
Oh, yeah,
and
she knows.
She was like, oh, my God, that's the worst possible thing you could have done. And I was like, someone told me.
It's awful.
With all the love in their heart, they were like, this is what you do, girlina.
I know. You can Google it, and there'll be 50 million, like, articles about why coconut. Another thing like that is people saying to wear hair masks overnight. And then guess what? I did some research. If you do that, you're actually weakening your hair. And hair masks don't help you any more than after like 1 hour.
I did that literally like 40 million times and I had bleached hair.
That's why like everything is awful and hard and stupid. Ugh. And it's like my dream is just one day I get so rich and famous like Kim Kardashian, and then I have actual experts who tell me what to do. That is really how I live my life. I'm like, I'm gonna know nothing forever because everything is so painful and stupid.
Mm.
And you have to walk around feeling like an idiot.
Mm.
Being like, I thought the earth was round. Just kidding, it's flat. Okay, no, just kidding, it's round again. Mm. It's like
the craziest thing to me is when you have something that you believe and you do, and then someone's like, actually, it's not that. You're wrong.
Religion.
When you try to talk about your Catholic beliefs, and someone says, I'm Jewish. It's like, well, can you get off my dick for 1 second?
And get off my porch?
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit those vibes.
If you could live anywhere in the world forever, where would you live?
New York.
Okay. Next question. Me too. Next question.
A farm. Next question.
A graveyard.
What about you?
I don't know. I think the truth is that I just want to be with people that I feel are family.
Okay, in a club.
Arc Sydney. Bodyline Spa. I think of Bodyline. Did I tell you about Bodyline Spa?
I don't know what that is.
It's, it's a like a gay sauna fuck club vibe that's just right around from Arc, Sydney.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so funny because a certain someone told me about all these stories about how he would go there after like being at the club.
Whoa.
And I just thought it was so funny that it's called Bodyline Spa.
It sounds like I'd go there for a spa. I'd be like, me and the girls, we're going to Bodyline.
Face mask. Bodyline.
Yeah, it sounds really professional.
Yeah, and it's nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But where would I live? Yeah, here's what I wish. New York City, but make it that I get you and Maddie there as well.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And my family visits every now and then.
Every year?
Once a year. Like in a special day.
It's Christmas.
We have a holiday called Christmas where they come and they give me presents.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I do think that in the end,
doesn't
I'm in America.
Doesn't it sound so cool? Isn't it cool?
Yeah, I think it is cool.
Yeah. But then it's like, how do you get there?
How do you get is exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, being this not famous.
Not famous
and not
at all.
Rich enough.
A speck in the stardust.
I saw a tweet that was like, I love watching American comedians.
I read the exact same
thing.
Yeah,
alt comedians make funny content and then get roles on Netflix shows. And I like watching Australian alt comedians make funny content and then just do that forever.
Forever.
On YouTube.com.
Yeah. For free?
For free. It's about the work.
Yeah. I don't know. We got to get there.
If anyone wants to buy us tickets to New York City and buy...
And then pay us
and then
to
pay
live there.
Us to do this podcast there. We're more than open to
We're more than happy to oblige.
Guess what happens? Someone reaches out, they get us tickets, and they say, we've got you on the best gig in the city.
Mm.
You're doing Catherine Cohen's Cabernet Cabaret, but you're getting $4 million for this performance. I'm standing side stage, and I'm like, I don't think I have anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have any jokes.
We say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
I'm out. I'm out. Fuck you, Kat Cohen. Fuck you, New York City. I don't want to do this. I'm sick of telling jokes. I'm just a person. I don't want to be funny.
That's what happens.
For real.
And then we go to our loft.
Our loft with rats.
And Maddie.
And Maddie. Maddie's there. And she's a successful lawyer. She's Miranda.
Yeah, she's Miranda Hobbs.
And oh, you're Samantha and I'm
Carrie,
unfortunately. But I'd
you don't want to be Charlotte.
I would like to be Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
I like that energy.
Prim, proper.
I like having it together, but I don't.
Yeah, and I wish I was a Carrie, but I guess I'm a Sam.
I don't think you're a Sam. Oh, maybe in the way I think you actually are a Carrie. You have a sex advice pod like radio show.
Yeah.
You are Carrie.
Yeah. But should I be?
Who said that? There's no such thing as should. There's no way you should be.
That's so true. It's just who you are.
Who you are. And who you are is...
You know what's actually crazy? This whole corona thing has made me be like, I don't know who I am.
Really? This is the moment you decided that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you want to go deeper into that?
Is this going to be a 2-hour special?
No. You don't know who you are? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is anyone, can't anyone else relate to that?
I've been saying I don't know who I am.
For years?
For years.
Since
for
birth.
Years. Have you seen, if you go on my Instagram, look how different I look over all the years.
I know.
I'm phase girl.
Yeah.
I'm goth girl. I'm emo girl. Yeah. I'm non-binary girl.
I think it's like, maybe I've always been like, who am I? But maybe this is the most time you could think about it.
It's the most time to have to sit alone with your thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you who I think you are?
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Italian. Extra, beautiful nails.
Thank you.
Stubs. She has no nails. She has the shortest, stubbiest nails at the moment, but normally they're gorgeous. They're gorgeous.
I miss them. Is that who I am? Nails.
No, it's not who you are, but it's just like an extra thing to slop on. Funny, effortlessly funny, always funny, loved, dearly loved, heart bigger than you would believe. Really big. Big heart. Everyone loves her.
No. She's I think if I had a funeral, girl. Two people would come. Ben.
Me?
And either you or Maddie.
Me or Maddie. One of us
on
has work.
Of both of you. You leave one rose and it's like, it's from me and Maddie.
We bought it at Kohl's. She's like, can you transfer me for that? And I'm like, you owe me money.
It was $2.
It was $2. And it's like, ugh, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Improviser. I think of you as head girl.
That's great.
You were school captain.
Yeah, well.
When someone says that they're school captain, it's like, that is you forever. You will, that is like.
I need to walk into the room and be like, hi, I'm Jenna Grosso, and I was school captain 10 years ago.
If I was school captain, I would. I wasn't shit in school.
Oh, that's so funny.
Head, yeah. Successful, heart of gold, earnest, funny. Oh, the list goes on.
That's really sweet.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, so
I feel like Aiden
up.
Zane. Aiden Kane. What's her name?
Aiden Zane.
Bad teeth, ugly bad eyes.
Teeth, ugly eyes, small mouth.
Goes for a nap. Everyone hates them.
Bad attitude. Guess what? If that was me and I wore just a corset down the runway and I was safe, I'd be like, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you. Guess what? I'm safe. So go suck my dick, all right?
That's what she was like. She was like, everyone get off my fucking back. I was enough for you. Britta, stop whining. And I stood with Aiden Zane.
I stood with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that episode when they did the Gay's Anatomy thing.
She was funny.
She did a good job.
She did a good job. Britta was boring as hell.
Britta sucked.
Big mouth.
Britta's got to go next episode.
Absolutely, she's gone. I will bet $1 million.
I can taste it.
I will bet you my plane ticket to New York tomorrow that she's gone.
My plane.
And she'll be like, I'm actually the best New York comedian. And you haven't seen the last of me.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
She's like, I'm a legend in New York.
Yeah.
Are you, girl?
Are you, girl?
I bet she is in her own way, but it's like.
Yeah, in her small
on.
City. The small
the
city
of
New York.
The smallest city in the world. The city most affected by coronavirus in the world.
So true.
Not good.
Not good.
We'll go there when it's all over.
Yeah.
That's when we'll get our Netflix series.
How long?
I think it's probably time to wrap it up.
Oh, 50 minutes. Okay.
We've been feeding the girls.
It felt like an hour and a half length movie.
Really?
Quick summation. Have you seen Tiger King?
We lulled a bit. No, I haven't bothered.
You're ridiculous.
I don't think
you
I actually will.
It. I hate it.
This is just last episode. We were saying that people who say this were like, don't say watch Tiger King. And now you're like,
I'm going back on my
word.
You
turned the wig around and you said, I'm watching Tiger King and I
it's
love
really
it.
It's really good.
You watch the whole thing?
The whole thing, me and Ben, I've never, that's our first thing we've binged together.
Oh, that's nice.
Back to back. And that man doesn't really watch, like he does watch, but like, you know, he's a goer and a doer and a getter. Mm. And we did it. And I would loved it. And
that's
I loved
beautiful.
It. And I think you'd love it.
That's nice.
And you're never going to watch it. I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, I can see it in my eyes too.
They're
I
dead.
I feel it in the back of my eyes. Yeah. I can feel it.
Well, at
that's
least,
crazy.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
You know.
I
at least you're
always.
Not lying.
I always say that. I can. I can't hide a thing. Everyone in my life has said that to me.
Yeah.
I'm always like, yeah, girl.
Yeah, you're hot on your sleeve, girl.
Hot on my sleeve. Can't help it. But I will say yes, but mean no.
Mm-hmm.
And people feel that.
And we respect that. We respect you lying to our faces every day.
We have nothing but
day.
Respect for that. I just haven't been able to wind down at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's hard.
You gotta go to bed early for your nightmares. Your 12-hour night terrors.
Every night. I go to bed with 2 stuffed animals. I wake up drenched in sweat. Yeah.
Oof.
Nah. Maybe tonight will be better.
Yeah.
Hey, I think it's time to say bye.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye. Listen, rate, subscribe.
No one did any of those
things. We're really mad at you.
We're really mad at you.
Do you think we say this for fun? Because it's not fun to say that.
We don't like doing this.
Yeah, it's a favor to us.
We appreciate it, and if you don't want to, you should
fuck you, fuck you, fuck
you.
You.
We're done.
We're done.
We're not doing this fucking podcast anymore. All right, so you can go fuck yourself.
Which I'm sure you guys are used to because we have done that.
We'll quit again. Okay, so just watch it.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.